What's up, everybody? Nate Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Freethinkers Emergence Podcast. And today, as I said in the last episode, going back into this aspect of positives and negatives and putting energy into certain things, we're talking about focusing on the positives and how using the law of attraction, you're going to get more of these positives. And this is why it's so critical to have control over your mind and your focus and where you're actually putting your attention. So the idea of using energy to your advantage comes into play in this law of attraction. If you're going to mindlessly go through life, you're going to go through things you don't need to suffer. And if you go through life mindfully, you will have a much more prosperous life and it will feel better in many aspects. And this is because what you focus on is what you get. So somewhere you need to draw like boundaries and lines about what you want and what you expect and focus on those things that you do expect. And when you don't get those, you this allow what happens to leave. Like you just say, this isn't for me, this can go. And whatever that may be will disappear. This being said, when I was talking about negative thoughts, you just have to let those thoughts go and dissipate and not put energy into them. When you see the positives, you need to put energy into them and you need to say, wow, this is really good. I'm going to be really grateful this happened. And even when you have like negative things that happen to you, you can turn them into a positive using the law of polarity I talked about last episode. And it helps you turn it into a positive. And now all of a sudden, everything becomes positive and you can focus on the positive aspect of whatever it was. And if it was a positive thing, there's probably going to be negative aspects in this positive thing that you don't want to put your energy into, or it will ruin whatever it was that was positive. It goes the same way the other way. You have something negative and you'll always find positive things that happened out of it. Like when we had the COVID-19 pandemic and everyone was trapped inside, well, it gave you a great time to work on yourself and figure out what you have to do to become better as a person. That's what I did, and that's what I focused on. And eventually, I became a lot better, and it was all about using whatever negative thing I have in front of me as a positive through changing my perspective. And if you can focus on the positives in all aspects of life, you'll see more positive things pop up in all aspects of life. And this will happen more and more as you keep moving forward. It's really not that complicated. This is something that has to be put into words with like these like couple of fundamental laws, polarity and attraction, where like as you're like vibrating as a being, you're either gonna be like pulling more negative energy toward you, or you're gonna be pulling positive energy toward you through what you're put out, because what you put out is what you get back. So this makes sure you're putting light and shedding light onto the people and things that you want to shed light onto. And it's all about living by the truth and focusing on that truth and focusing on the positives. And I questioned for a while, is saying the truth always an act of positivity? And it really is, because the truth is the highest vibration you can really be at. It's like that of like authenticity, being like true to the universe and to God and yourself, for that matter of the fact. So focusing on the positive aspects of yourself is very critical. Now, not to say you shouldn't do shadow work once in a while. You still need to learn how to handle your negative side. However, it shouldn't be the only thing you focus on. It should be one of those things that like you work on for a little bit and then you like, okay, I got a handle on it. Now let's keep having a great life and focus on the positives. Not everything's going to be happy and like awesome all the time. You're going to go through ups and downs in life, but you can make the downs a lot better if you actually focus on the positives throughout them. that's basically it. Just remember that you have control over your life by controlling your mind, by controlling your focus and attention, which controls that energy, which really makes up your soul, which makes up the observer that is you. And as I said before, you are not your thoughts, but an observer of them. You are not the things that are happening to you, but someone who is on a spiritual journey going through these moments in time. And your goal is to learn how to handle anything of any magnitude and to make the most out of it by building on this law of polarity, attraction, focus on positivity. So, thank you for listening, everyone. My name is Nate Sorrentino, and this was the Freethinkers Emergence Podcast.